Last poem. If pressed, I will call this poem an ecological parable, but I'm not so sure it is an ecological parable because I can't figure out what the moral of it is, if it is indeed an ecological parable. Maybe it's a parable about always being on a diet. I'm not sure. It's called Feeding the Sun. There's a sense in which the sun gives us everything that we have. It feeds us, if you will. And I thought, well, what if we had to turn around and feed it? Pay it back, so to speak, for everything it's given us. Feeding the sun. One day we notice that the sun needs feeding. Immediately, a crash program begins. We fill rockets with wheat, smoke rings, razor blades. Then, after long aiming, they're off. Hulls, specially alloyed, so as not to melt before the stuff gets delivered. We pour cattle, rivers, windmills, aborigines, etc. into the sun, which, however, grows stubbornly smaller, paler. Finally, of course we run out of things to feed the thing, start shipping ourselves. By now, all the planets, moons, asteroids, and so on have been shoveled in, though they're not doing much good. It's still looking pretty weak. Heck, nothing helps. Now the last few of us left lift off. The trip seems forever, but then touchdown. Just before entering, we wonder, will we be enough? There's a last-second doubt in our minds. Can this final sacrifice, our broughten crumb, satiate it? Will a gluttural belch burst out then at last? And will that big burp be seen by far-off telescopes, interpreted as a nova by those other galaxies, those further stars which have always seemed even more starving than ours? Thank you. Just one thing. If you don't, you can have those things if you want, but if you don't want them, please return them to me. Thanks.